FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition. Seems like as self-producing here, I'm busy doing things up to the last minute. If you've already entered the chat room, you may have to refresh to get the video update in the right column. So take care of that, and we're off. Oh, what are we going to talk about today? Man, the world has gone insane. I could have never imagined the way things are, although I can tell that the Antichrist and his shadow government have been working very hard over the last 20 years on exactly what is happening right now. There's nothing accidental about what's going on in the world. It was all planned. And the Antichrist, of course, thinks he's getting his way. But here's the unfortunate thing for the world, is that God is allowing this as a judgment on the nations because they have forgotten him. That's right. They have not repented. The nations have not repented. They have moved further away from God. And the Antichrist has been very instrumental in doing that. The saying that as it was in the days of Noah, and so shall it be, or so it is in the days preceding the return of Jesus Christ. And we see that developing faster now than ever before. We have the ungodly, wicked Antichrist agents out there in the world and in all the free nations especially to tear them down and legislating lawlessness and removing punishments and the incentives that keep people from committing crimes because we are wicked. And then there are people who just cannot believe that there are evil men in the world who would do the things that many of the conspiracy theorists, so-called, are saying is going on right now. They're in disbelief. Of course, they don't have time for God, but they're in disbelief. They cannot believe that the government that they worship would be doing the things that it is doing. So they don't see it. They're just la, la, la. You can't tell me that. That's a conspiracy theory. That's not really going on. But it's becoming more noticeable all the time. Yeah, it reminds me of Deagle or Deagle.com, Deagel.com. And there's no sense in going there today because they took down the page where they predicted the change in world populations by 2025. Well, it's right on. Yeah. You wonder why things are slowing down and not working? Yeah. Well, that's because we have a new plague on hand. Remember, you read about the bubonic plague in history, and over about a period of 300 years, this bubonic plague bounced around Europe and left whole towns depopulated. Towns and cities. People died, by the hundreds a day during that bubonic plague. And people had to go around with carts, open carts, and pick up the bodies. They had to pay people to do that. And so it was obvious what's going on. We don't do it that way today. Nobody sees any bodies except the people that handle the bodies, like, undertakers. Ask them what's going on. Their eyes are wide open. They see the open cart, is in their place. It's closed everywhere else. And you hear about all the job openings and people, the job openings. There's not enough people to keep everything moving and everything working and keep everything supplied. Well, why is that? Well, I don't know. Check out your news reports. You might try your alternative video stations, because some don't allow certain things to be said. So you might want to search for, well, I think this is even mainstream. Insurance companies are starting to speak up about the third quarter, fourth quarter of this year. I mean, of 2021. Something happened in the fourth quarter of 2021. Working class age people from 18 to 60, deaths are up by 40%. Now, if that's true, well, that would put an awful kink in the supply line and getting things done and people working. If deaths are up 40% in that age group in the fourth quarter of 2021 alone. Oh, it wasn't so much in the third quarter. It wasn't nearly as much as that even in the second quarter. In the first quarter, it was like the year before or the year before that. Yeah, because those insurance companies, you know, life insurance companies, they follow them actuarial tables. They know who's dying where and how much it's going to cost. And then, you know, that one insurance guy from, I believe it is Indiana, big insurance company, billions of dollars worth of policies, doing corporate policies for employers who ensure their workforce will be there to cover their losses in case somehow they have a workforce loss. Yeah. So they've been pulling policies on their workforces because they, you know, they don't want to lose money if a bunch of their people suddenly can't work anymore. Yeah. But see, that doesn't help the supply line, does it? It might indemnify the people. The business owner is going to lose his business. He's going to lose some income. But so there it is. Now you wonder why I can't get well casing to have my well, and I've been waiting since last summer. Yeah. I'm in line though. They got well casing now and they're getting it out as fast. I just hope they can keep getting the well casing until they get to my well. They told me I'll have my well before this summer. Yeah. Said way before this summer. So praise God and thank you all for praying for that, because it's hard to go through summer without water or with a very limited supply, what you can truck in. It basically sucks. And you know, I don't use a word like that very often, but yeah, especially when you have horses and animals and livestock and you want to grow some vegetables. And that's another thing I'm going to tell you all is, get some seeds and grow some vegetables. Start planting your gardens as soon as possible. Okay. That will help if we all plant a garden and start growing fruit as soon as possible. No, the rapture is not going to happen if you're a rapturist. The Antichrist has already been here. He's been here. The Antichrist has been here since the 5th or 6th century. Okay? He ruled openly for 1,200 years. He was outed and identified by the reformers. When his 1,260-year overt rule came to an end by that head wound, you know, by the sword, meaning by warfare, and that's exactly how it ended, even the seed of the beast was punished, and it was. Yeah, that happened around the French Revolution. But he was still working behind the scenes. He was working so much so that 70 or 80 years later, he declared himself infallible. Yeah, about 1870, he declared himself infallible. You think he was hurting? No, he was learning how to work behind the scenes, in the shadows, through his shadow government. That's right. And they have learned the lessons of history very well. Just look at them now. All of their layers, several layers of culpable deniability between them and their actions. Used to be openly they'd burn heretics and Bibles and commit genocide openly all over Western Europe. They did. Yeah, against heretics and rebellious, even rebellious people of their own. They're indiscriminate. And since they've gone underground or in the shadows, so to speak, And as the Bible puts it, their intrigue is typified in the Revelation as the beast that was, is not, and yet is. Yeah. How's that for intrigue? That's exactly their position. That is the era of the beast that we're in right now when we speak of the beast. Yes, the prime beast, the one, that is typified as a great red dragon in chapter 12 of the Revelation. And, now what is she up to? Oh, never more fitting than now has it ever been in history that what we read in the scripture here at Revelation, chapter 18, verse 23, it says, this is about the judgment of the great whore that rides the beast. Yeah. Because the whore is in total control of the beast. And that's why we look at the beast, because it's really the whore that controls the beast, that is riding the beast, that was and is not and yet is. Like I said, look for intrigue. You have people like the pre-tribulation rapturists are going, no, we can't know who the Antichrist is. But yeah, see, they got you fooled. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they made up that false scenario of the raptures, you know, multiple choice prophecy. Since when does God do multiple choice prophecy? Well, gee, which one do I like? Well, you know, my favorite one, if I was going to pick one, because I know about all of them, so don't try to straighten me out. I know more than you do, okay? Is the pre-trib rapture. That would be my favorite if the rapture fantasy were true. If God really gave us a multiple choice prophecy and said, which one do the people like? We'll let the people vote. And whichever the people believe the most, that's the one that God's going to pull off. But he might not. Yes, comes in handy, and it will come in handy. Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to pull this off in the next year or so, because they want it all. The Antichrist wants it all by 2030. He has his 2030 agenda. Don't even think that the UN is not controlled by the Antichrist. Do not even think that the plan that's going on right now to get everybody marked through the present crisis in order to buy or sell, to destroy all the monetary systems of the earth so that they can set up one monetary system to rule them all. That's what it's really about. One monetary system to rule them all. Hey, that's it. That's my new saying. One monetary system to rule them all. That's what he's after by 2030. Now, he's got to pull off the rapture play on the Temple Mount over there. And the Abraham Accord is working very well, and I believe it's going to fit right on there. Sometime in the next couple years, they're going to set it up and start it so they can start their seven-year countdown, yeah, to play out their prophecy. And nobody's going to be raptured. If you don't believe me, just wait and see. Just wait and see. When it begins, when they start building, that's your kickoff point for the Great Tribulation, okay? That's the kickoff point for those that are pre-tribulation or rapture believers. Okay? When they start building that temple, and they have an agreement to build that temple on the Temple Mount, because it's going to take an agreement. Every other one has taken an agreement of the Abraham Accord, and they're making agreements all over the Mideast for that Abraham Accord thing. It's going to, you know, so they're going to use that. And nobody's going to be raptured when they start doing it. Yeah. And the Jews don't care. They don't believe in the rapture anyway, because they don't believe in Jesus. And they don't believe in your interpretation of Daniel 9, chapter 9, the 70 weeks prophecy anyway. The Jews don't believe what you believe. No, they believe it says what it says, and that's why they aren't allowed to read it. That's why they don't teach on it. Yeah, they go, oh, the 70 weeks goes from desolation to desolation. Yeah. And that's all they know about it. Desolation to desolation. Babylonian to desolation to the 70 AD desolation. That's the 70 weeks prophecy. That's 490 years. Well, that way, see, their calendar is like 65 years or something about that short. So if you add 65 years to their Jewish calendar, you'll be closer, you'll be more in approximation with what the true year is. Try it. And you'll find that, the seventh millennium begins, the sixth millennium ends about 2055. I'm just going to say about, because I'm not setting dates here. Because what do I need a date for? I mean, who's going to wait up to that date to do something, or the day before that date, thinking that that's going to make a difference for them? I know it's about 2055. It may be 2054 or 2056. I could be wrong by 10 years somehow. But if you haven't seen the posting on my website, what year is it? Go to my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, or take the shortcut there, crosstheborder.org. And you'll see, if you go to my homepage, at the top, there's a link to what year is it. You have to be on my homepage. If you're at one of my postings, those shortcuts don't show up unless you go to the homepage. So if you're there and you don't see that shortcut, click on the left hand where it says crosstheborder.org, and it'll take you to the homepage there, and you'll see it. What year is it? And read it and go through the Bible and follow it and verify it for yourself. And then research it. Make sure that everything I'm saying jibes with what I'm saying, that everything I point to is true. Yeah, I want you to be sure for yourself. And like I said, I'm saying about 2055 is when the sixth millennium ends and the seventh millennium begins. Now, I wish it was sooner, but wishing don't make it so. This is about the truth. Because 2055, I'm going to have to be 100 plus years old to live that long. Now, for you young people, you could live that long. It's going to be like hell on earth. You know, we could talk a little bit about as it was in the days of Noah. And all you people in the chat room there, I got a couple people in there. Dale, good to see you. Gee, Dale's the only one visiting me today in the chat room. That's a little weird. Well, I've got people. It says I got people from Phoenix, Atlanta, Texas, England, and Detroit. Good to have some people from home there. Ohio. In Ottawa, Ontario, in California. So we got people that aren't logged into the chat room, but they came to the page there. Our live traffic feed shows us that. So, share the, posting. If you're, go to my website, Cross the Border, or if you got it in your email, I'll go ahead and click on it and then share it on your, with your mail list or your social media, whatever. See if we can get more people over here. Because if I was telling lies, or if I was selling the rapture or some false prophecy, I would be very popular. Because you could see them all over YouTube. I would not be shadow banned. Because it's definitely, there's some shadow banning going on here. They started shadow banning First Amendment Radio about 2008. Because I remember, the growth of First Amendment Radio was phenomenal. At first, I mean, it was a steady climb up. The income and everything was going up. And then I got attacked on every side. I was sabotaged, lost my clients that I was producing shows for. And then the shadow banning started too. And things started to flatten out and even go down to where, we know who to blame for that. The usual suspects. I don't have to, Dave. We all know who they are. And it doesn't matter anyway, see, because this is God's work, and it's going to do what he wants to do. And, you know, thankfully God isn't limited to what I'm allowed to reach in the world or whatever, but through shadow banning everything, because God has an army and all of you are part of it. I'm just one soldier in the army, and I'm using the weapons at hand to fight that battle, and you can do the same thing. And I just made a commitment because I felt the calling of the Lord to start an outreach here on the ground. Yeah. to start an outreach on the ground. I don't know exactly how that's going to take shape. But the first way it's going to take shape, though, is I'm going to open up my home for home church. I've done that in the past, and it's kind of waned where I'm not even doing it now. But I need to make a commitment, and then through social media and local publications, get the word out there. So to see if I can grow something on the ground here. Because I don't believe I'm going to be on the internet beyond 2030. I think you're going to have to actually show a mark by barcode or whatever, QR code or whatever these things or ways they have of getting. I think you're going to actually live time, yeah, to get on the internet by 2030 to show. But, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it goes to 2040, you know, because I am resisting, and we all should resist as long as we can with everything that we have to continue to resist. Even if we're shadow banned, then use alternate media. I'm still using mainstream stuff, but I'm using it for fishing. It's a pond. It's their pond, and as long as I can fish in it, I will. When I can't fish in it anymore, I'll keep fishing in the other ponds that are available. And like I said, I'm going to be moving to ground base here. Things are changing in my life here. But anyway, we'll jump back into prophecy and news and things like that when we get back. And hopefully your comments in the chat room, come on over and join me. Give me a little goading in the chat room to keep me going. A little conversation tidbits there would be helpful. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. Go not anywhere.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed. It has been purchased. It has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality News edition. We do this once a week, most weeks of the year, and come here, turn on the studio cam at First Amendment Radio, .net, studio and go live. Okay. Let's see if we got a caller here. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Nicholas. Fireman Mike, Akron, Ohio.
How you doing, Fireman Mike?
All right. How are you today?
Well, it's a good day. Well, what do you think about the goings-on out there in the world?
Well, I think the fluoride's working.
Yeah, well, a lot more than fluoride is at work here. Yeah, we're using code words, I guess. But I don't have to say the words. Everybody knows what's going on. It's astounding to me that the people, the powers that be, think that they're actually pulling the wool over, everyone's eyes. But I think at least half of the people are, don't have a good clue what's going on.
Yeah. And I also wanted to say I did get a copy of, hardback copy of, Rulers of Evil. It was a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I had to pay like $140 for it.
Wow.
I got it on the internet someplace.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm watching on YouTube. I just came back on from the break.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just a few seconds lag. But anyway, I'll let you get back to work. I'm listening.
All right. So we're talking about, the revelation here. And the light of the candle shall shine no more in thee at all. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. You know that statement there, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And, of course, we all know that the word sorcery there, if I click over to the King James Plus version, you see here, we have the Greek, and the word there is pharmakia, for sorceries. How fitting for today. And this is referenced at a time when Babylon the Great, the whore that rides the beast, is attacked at her domicile. Okay? And one of the reasons being listed for the attack on her is thy sorceries, her pharmakia. And a lot of people, you know, they don't understand that the Antichrist, because they look over there and all they see is an old man, even though we have the first Jesuit, counterfeit father. Yeah, because my father is in heaven. I don't know where yours is at, but we have the first Jesuit counterfeit father for the great apostasy, in all time, really. And he is avowedly for everything that's going on that's steering the world in the direction of hell on earth that it's in. But a lot of people have a hard time believing that. And that's why I've done all this history and reproducing. Or producing again, the last prophecy of the abridged Hori Apocalypticae. And I'm going to put up, part two today. I've got the voiceover done for like 17 parts to have it all done again. And, I'm just going through the video part, which, takes a little more time, but I can get a couple done a week. At the rate I'm going, because I'm just redoing what I did before, and it's a much better production than it was, and I hope people will pass it around, because the whole idea of seeing prophecy and history together is to let people know that God did not forget his church for 1800 years. He put them in the book. I mean, he went from the beginning, Adam and Eve, all the way up to when Christ appeared. And all of that prophecy was in there. The last part of it was it done in advance, the 70 weeks prophecy. And then you had Daniel chapter 11, which outlines all of the machinations of the nations having to do with Israel during the 70 weeks period, because that's what it was. So, chapter 11 of Daniel was like their book of Revelation. Okay? It's like the book of Revelation was to the church, giving them a prophecy of it in advance of the era that was coming until Jesus appeared the first time. Okay? That was Daniel chapter 11. Okay? Was their book of Revelation. Well, we got our book of Revelation, and it covered everything from the end of the first century when the book was given up until the return of Christ, which is coming soon. God did not leap over. There's no gap in the book of Revelation, and there's no rapture found there anywhere at all. When you read the history and you read the prophecy, and because that you realize that what you've been fed is a lot of baloney, you know, a lot of deception by the Antichrist and his shadow government. So that's why I'm putting that out there again, because it's very important for people to wake up. And history, if you know history, you can see what's going on in the world. If you don't know history, you have no idea where you've been, where you are, or where you are going. That's all there is to that. But at least a lot of them do have the true faith, and theologically they're correct, even if their eschatology is all off. And I kind of wonder about the reasons for that sometime, why some people are so hard on it that they can't even, they believe it is the truth, that it's not, it's more than speculation, when it obviously is only speculation, because we can only speculate about the future. And the only reason that I believe in the historicist method is because I can verify it in the past. The prophecy is fulfilled. It's like the prophecies, all the prophecies that foretold all of the things that would happen up into the, you know, and when Jesus appeared the first time. Yeah. You know, I know those prophecies are true because they played out in history. We have empirical evidence that is undeniable for anyone that knows how to research. Okay. Well, we have the same thing for the Christian era, the Christian revelation. We know that the Jewish revelation, that is Daniel 11 and other parts of Daniel, were fulfilled. That was the book of Revelation for the Jews, was in the book of Daniel, and it even extended into and to the end time, but it didn't cover it as clearly or as succinctly as the Revelation does our era, because it wasn't their era. This is the church era that we're in. So the Revelation is for that. Yeah. The rapture will be canceled. Yeah. I get it. The rapture. Yeah. Two words there. Rapture. Yeah. Thanks for that, Dale. He has all four volumes of the Hori Apocalyptica. Well, that's good. It's available for free. You can go to horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com to get the quincentennial edition, the one that brings you up to date. Yeah, because it's something that should be kept up to date. Yeah, and we go through that. But anyway, it's free. If you want to buy it, look at what you're buying first. The only thing that's not published there are some of the appendices. Some of the appendices are published, but not all of them. And the history of apocalyptic interpretation is not published there either, because that was an appendice, but I published it as a separate book because I thought it was a great standalone and should stand alone, and it does. So anyway, you know where we're at, and I can tell you the future. I can predict something, because the Bible says it's going to happen, that the 10 horns of the beast are going to turn on the whore and destroy her with fire before Jesus comes. And why would they do this? Because they are going to discover her machinations. They are going to discover that she is the prime moving force behind everything that's going on. See, because the nations were all deceived, right? And God is going to put it into their hearts and their minds to turn on her and to destroy her with fire. So that is my prediction. And it's not just something I'm making up. It's right there in chapter 18 that the 10 horns of the beast are going to turn on the little horn, yeah, of the beast and destroy her with fire. Okay, they're going to turn on Mystery Babylon, the harlot, the whore that rides the beast, and they're going to destroy her domicile with fire. Yeah, imagine that. They're going to be enraged, and that's coming. And I think it's coming soon, because now they're not just killing 18 to 60-year-olds and creating the problems that we're having now, but they're starting with the children. The die-offs are going to begin next year, and they're going to continue with the 18 to 60-year-olds, but they're going to start with the children now, and then, you know, you don't mess with people's children. They're, you know, they can close their eyes now, and but people are not going to be able to keep their eyes shut very much longer. And when they realize, when they start researching, because the truth can be found, and I'm praying for that day right now. Before I came on the air, I prayed to God Almighty to please open people's eyes so that they can see the truth. And that the great whore can be judged, because she's going to be judged before Jesus comes. That's right. But yet, even after they destroy her, they're still not going to repent. But a lot of people will repent. I think it's going to be a great event for evangelism. But I think, yeah, we'll see how this goes, what happens here. But I'm praying for that, because these people need to be judged. These people, with all their money, all that security, everything they hope and trust in, is going to be their death sentence. It's going to be turned on them. Because, well, we know how God works. It's written in his book throughout history, how his judgments come. Yeah. We will see it. Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, not a whole lot of, thanks for the FAR app, says, Anvil in the chat room. You're welcome. More people should be listening to First Amendment Radio. You know what? Why I put the programs on First Amendment Radio? I put on there because those are the things I want to listen to. Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, and I believe that they are edifying and plus give you the information you need so you know what in the world is going on. So you can listen to the FAR app. We've got great programming on there. A lot of good sound. Reformed, theologically biblical gospel preaching on there. And, we need that. We need to have our theology to be reformed. That means back to the Bible. We're leaving all the apostasy behind, and we're going back to the Word of God, and we're going to listen to what Jesus said. Okay. When he said, keep my commandments, you know, he was speaking as Messiah. He was not speaking as the God that only spoke through prophets in the Exodus. No, he came with a New Testament, and it didn't do away with the old. It reformed the old. That's what I call it, reformed Torah. The New Testament reformed the Torah. Yeah. It now, if you have the whole book, you have the Reformed Torah. So all you people that are just following the Torah and trying to go back to the Old Testament, and you go, oh, well, that was Jesus said the Ten Commandments. No, Jesus, when he said, if you keep my word, he was speaking as Messiah. So go through the Gospels and look at everything Jesus said, and then conform your life to that. And then you have the epistles to help you, because they are following the Gospel of Jesus Christ, his apostles, and prophets, you know, and they finished the book about 96 AD when the Revelation was written finally. The book was closed, and that's it. That's what we have. We have the book. And so that's why First Amendment Radio is there. That's why I have the app for you to listen 24/7, all day. And you know, you don't have to listen to it all day because we do a lot of repeats. So you pick your block of day you want to listen to. Some people are early morning, some people are afternoon or whatever. And plus that, you can pick and choose. Everything's available on demand on the app, or open up a browser on your thing and go to First Amendment Radio. Oh, no, wait. Is it firstamendmentradio.com/Mobi, M-O-B-I. And you can get our mobile app, because we don't have the app for Apple devices. Yeah. But, and you can use that Mobi page on your Apple or your other device, and on your Apple device or your Android. And it works on either. But our app, we only have an Android app. So, but all of the programs are available on demand within an hour or two of the end of a broadcast for that day. And some of them go up early when we post them earlier to go into our schedule. If they're pre-produced, they go up earlier than that. But the ones that are live on air, they will be up within 2 hours of the end. So everything is updated automatically here, if the automation's working right. New year, I got to fix a few things to make them work for 2022. Got to put the 2022 folders in. So, glad you're enjoying the app out there, Anvil and others. Let's see, we got another call going into the end of the hour here. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air.
Hi, Nicholas. Fireman Mike again.
Go ahead, Mike.
There's some more anomalies going on here, at least on my end, in the chat, in FAR.
Yeah. Yeah, this one coming up on the bottom. No, they're supposed to come in the top. That's weird. Unless they're appearing in order and weren't updated in time. So.
Well, one will come up on the bottom and the next one will come up on the top. It's strange.
Yeah, they must just be posting late, but they're coming up in the order they were posted. All right. Well, enough tech talk. I'm going into a break here. Thanks, Mike. Fireman Mike there in Ohio. Thank you. Yeah, a few anomalies. We won't worry about them. We're just going to carry on here. So, you know what's going on. And I also predict that sometime by 2024, thereabouts, that they're going to start the Abraham Accord or something like that on the Temple Mount so that they can get their 7-year play done by 2030, if they've even thought that far ahead. Maybe I'm thinking ahead of them, but I doubt it. I mean, they came up with the Abraham Accord. I had already written my book when the third temple is built, and now I've updated that and did an update, and I just named it the Abraham Accord. But it's basically the same book with a little bit of information about the Abraham Accord, but the same message. So you can get either book. It doesn't matter if you haven't got it. And for your I wrote that for people that believe in the rapture, for all of the dispensationalists out there, a little 100-page pocketbook edition. You can get a pocketbook edition. And you can get a free copy. I'll send you a PDF if you go to my website there on the free ebook page. And I will send you, if you ask for, when the third temple is built, I'm going to send you the Abraham Accord. And then I email it to you, just turn around and email to everyone on your list. Okay. The guy who delivers water, his name's Patrick. And if you're listening, Patrick, love you, man. I'm praying for you. He delivers water every week to my house. See, something good came out of that, because I gave Patrick a copy of that book. And, when he shows up, that's what we talk about. He read my book, and he's getting right with God. We can count him in the kingdom. I guess he's going to deliver water and I'm going to have to baptize him right here on the spot, you know, take some of that water and pour it on his head, man. I think I'm going to do that. Just that idea just occurred to me. I'm going to have a baptism out here when Patrick shows up. I'm going to ask him if he wants to be baptized. I'll have a bucket ready. Just pour it over his head, man. No, he ought to get his family together and everything and do a public baptism. And, you know, another great resource I found, this will be my last thing this hour. Great resource I found is that we've been, broadcasting or simulcasting, I should say, Grace Church on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. And I hope everyone's been enjoying that. But in the evening, I've been watching, because I leave it on, because I have it on my computer, and it'll start up automatically at 6 p.m. in the evening. And they had 20 baptisms, okay, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And so they do all their baptisms in the evening, and sometimes they'll just have three or four, and then they'll have one of their pastors do the evening service, and it's usually very good because they're all very sound, reformed, gospel preaching, Bible expository, teaching. And so it's a great resource on Sunday. But anyway, the baptisms, everyone gives a testimony. They witness right there. And it's something to watch, like all these young people, older people, middle-aged people, every age, because that church is booming since they stayed open for the, during the shutdowns. And they're booming and people are just getting baptized. It is crazy, man. But all of the testimony of those getting baptized, you just go, yeah. You know, if I have no reason not to believe the witness of those people. They write their own testimony and they have to give it publicly, in order to be baptized. They don't just baptize anyone who just to get into the church or for money or whatever like that. But it's a great resource. So I would suggest watching, especially that evening service and the baptisms, to have people there that are kind of iffy about the gospel or kind of not walking right, to see people give these testimonies and be baptized live on the air, almost on a, I think they do it at least once a month or twice a month, depending on how many baptisms they have to do that month. And they're doing a lot. Okay. We'll be back in the next hour and we will carry on this conversation. Hopefully more people will join in the chat room and, help me with the conversation here. GraceChurch.org/live. There you go.
Calvary. That's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost its power. At Calvary. Calvary. There my Jesus won the victory. There he gave himself. Brother, give no thought for what tomorrow it may bring. Your Father, he knows your heart. He knows your every need. Just seek him in his truth and rest upon his word. Share his love to everyone. Let's all just praise the Lord. Let the stars fall from the skies. Let the sun refuse to shine. In darkness, I know there will be a light for all mankind. It doesn't matter who you are or whatever things you've done. 'Cause Jesus, he still loves you and calls for you to come to Calvary. that's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost its power at Calvary. Calvary, that's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost its power.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Steve Heath. Senator Rand Paul continues to challenge the credibility of Anthony Fauci, the government bureaucrat in charge of the pandemic response. During a hearing yesterday, Senator Paul repeated his call for Fauci to be fired because of his gross incompetence. Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce says Fauci is an embarrassment, and his answers reflect the rot that comes from an entrenched bureaucracy.
This is a man who, in all of his display, all of his responses, really confirmed the attitude that we've all watched develop out of him. It is smug, an arrogance, a disconnect. It was a remarkable display. And, you know, Rand Paul, what he did is he looked at actual emails of Dr. Fauci conspiring with Dr. Collins to take down scientists from major universities in this nation and in England who disagree with the nature of the approach with COVID. And it was a discussion not about how to counter disagreements, but about how to smear them publicly. It's a remarkable display, but it really, I have to tell you, reflects the rot that comes from an entrenched bureaucracy.
President Joe Biden was in Georgia yesterday pushing what Democrats call a voting rights bill. And he says anyone who opposes this is obviously a racist.
How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis?
Janelle King is a black conservative and co-founder of Speak Georgia. She says everyone sees through Biden's rhetoric and lies.
Yeah, it's the same old rhetoric. I found it interesting that I'm pretty sure Dr. King was an independent, and I know Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, but George Wallace and Bull O'Connor, weren't they both Democrats? So I thought it was quite interesting that he listed that off. I was thinking about this the other day, and I said, I don't know one person who doesn't have an ID. I don't know one person who will go to a vote and is standing in line and doesn't think to bring their own food and water. And when you think about it, in the time of COVID, when you're telling us that we shouldn't be within 6 feet of each other, we're also arguing for being able to walk up to individuals and hand them food and water. It's all be bizarre to me. I think that we have to face the facts. And the fact is, if you really want to help the black community, you need to do something with this inflation. We need to talk about these gas prices. Let's not forget these evil mandates that's causing particularly people in the black community to lose their jobs.
A conservative columnist says it is becoming clear every day that there are two justice systems in this country, one for Democrats and one for Republicans.
Robert Knight is a conservative activist and a columnist for the Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, "The Evidence of Fake Justice Continues to Pile Up." In it, he points out that in our current judicial system, it appears that the only thing that matters is which party you belong to. He says this past week, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office dropped its investigation of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over his order on March 25th last year to put COVID-infected patients into nursing homes, which apparently caused the death of thousands of people.
And they just dropped the investigation. And then also this past week, prosecutors dropped charges against Cuomo related to alleged groping and sexual harassment of his staff members and others. And I began to think that, gosh, this seems to be a pattern. If you're a Democrat, you never face justice. You never have to answer for blatant violations of the law.
Nice as it seems like we have two justice systems in this country, one for Democrats, one for Republicans.
And the ultimate proof of that would be how the January 6th defendants are being treated compared to those who participated in riots all throughout the country and burned cities down and burned police stations down. And very few of them face charges. And yet people are still languishing in the D.C. city jails who haven't even faced trial yet for the Capitol Hill riot.
And Knight says the outsized reaction to the January 6th, quote, insurrection smacks of political desperation on the part of a Democrat Party that will face voters in November. I'm Chad Groen.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Keefe.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Oh, well, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And it looks like everything's still working fine here. Everybody can hear me, and those watching on the video can see me. Let's see. Check the chat room here. A great harvest in the chat room. Ty, Dale, Tom W., Anvil, Stephen, and Ellie are in the chat room. Good to see everybody. Dale, Anglechen. Yep. And Fireman Mike, all there. Good. Good to see you all this morning. It's nice to not be alone here. Okay. Well, what else do we have to talk about beyond the sorceries and of the Antichrist and all of her imaginations? You know, it's if we go 2055, we say, I believe that's the outside of the end of the sixth millennium. And like I said, if you go to my website here, say if I go online here, whoops, here, and bring up my homepage, and there it is, and you can see it in the right-hand corner where you see this what looks like a globe, but it's just a blue globe, because that's not what the Earth looked like on the first day, but it was anyway. But what year is it? You'll see it up there at the top. And you can follow that. If I click on that, it'll open up. And you can see there, I have a summary. I open up with a summary chart. And so if I click on that summary chart, it fills the screen. And just click your back button to go back. But you can see this is a summary chart of the two eras. So you have the Bible-derived era at the top. And that goes from the Genesis creation all the way on the left. That's pretty much it. Genesis creation on the left. And we follow the genealogies and all of the information that we are actually given in the Bible. If you go through the whole posting, you'll see all the Bible verses where it's all Bible-derived. That's why I call it the Bible-derived era. And we follow this up to the desolation to decree. So it was 128 years between the desolation when the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians the first time. And then 128 years later was the decree that marked the beginning of the 69 weeks unto Messiah the Prince, which is 483 years, which brings us up to about 26 AD or CE, whichever way you like it. And then you have the 70th week, which is divided by he was cut off, but not for himself in the midst of the week. The final 3.5 years was the last half of the week determined for Israel. The 70th week ended. Then the gospel went to the Gentiles, and they received the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Jews who were with Peter, they marveled, hey, the Gentiles are receiving the Holy Ghost just like we did. And that was because it was exclusive from the day of Pentecost till the end of the 70th week. This is all Bible-derived stuff here. You know, we get all this from Scripture. And of course, between the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus to the Roman desolation was 40 years. Kind of coincidence there. And I've labeled that the time of Jacob's trouble, okay? Because the time of Jacob's trouble, and it's not a big deal. It's a phrase that shows up once in the Scripture, and they try to apply it to the 70th week in the future of the juxtaposed interpretation of the tribulation rapture cult, okay? But no, this was it. This was because the time of Jacob's trouble was that they rejected their Messiah. And actually, it was the time of their trouble was a time of mercy, too, because God gave them 40 years before he destroyed the nation and the temple. And, of course, that happened. Now, the Jews, they go from, they say that the 490 years is from desolation to desolation. Okay, so they leave out about 65 years and in that era from the desolation, kings to desolation. So from desolation to decree, you add up all those years in there and you'll realize that if you add about 65 years to the Jewish calendar, it's going to bring you up to date because they leave it out there. And that's kind of a forbidden scripture for Judaism because because it points to Jesus. It absolutely and categorically, with empirical evidence from history, points to Jesus. If they read that, if they read the 70 weeks prophecy, it doesn't point to a rapture and some week off in the future. You can see why it's kind of a two-pronged thing here. So anyway, there you have it. We have the Bible-derived era, and then we go by the Roman era because all of the empirical evidence and the calendation we have, we can pretty much know that we're pretty close to right on following the Roman era from Christ and the calendation. And I've people thrown things at me and there's other conspiracy theories and stuff out there. And I've looked at them all. Don't think I haven't, because I have looked at them all. And I've settled with what I've come up with here. Not easily and not offhandedly, but after much study and research, because I want what is the truth. And some of those conspiracy theories about, missing years or added years or whatever, they just did not pan out. I'm sorry. But they're out there. So that's what I've come up with. So we have the Roman era here at the bottom of these two charts here in this one graphic here. And so if I click back, it'll take me back to the article, and every biblical reference needed to verify what this summary chart tells you, you'll find in this article. We break it down. What year is it? We talk about the genealogies, of course, and the first thing that comes up biblically. And we have the pre-flood and then the post-flood eras on two different charts there, leading us up to Abraham. The second chart ends with the birth of Isaac to Abraham at 100 years of age and 2049 from the Genesis 1 creation account. Because remember, Adam was 6 days old. I mean, he was created on the sixth day, so he was 1 day old then. And so we that's our beginning, okay, because that man was created on the sixth day. And then we go from the birth of Isaac to the Exodus riddle, and we come up, I have several charts there that incontrovertibly settle the question of how many years was between, and that which takes us up to the to the Exodus. And then one of the simplest eras to follow is from the Exodus to the fourth year of King Solomon's reign, because it's given to us in one verse. It basically says it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, the second month, he began to build the house of the Lord. So it was 480 years to the fourth year of Solomon's reign. So we pick up the years of the kings of Judah in our next two charts, okay, which brings us up to the desolation. Okay, Babylonian desolation of Jerusalem and the temple occur about 5 BCE, about. And everything BC is only approximate. They did not use a calendar that said BC on it, okay? And they did not even have the same months or the days calendation. They had none of that. So we can never be exact in BCE dating. Let's settle that right now. Okay, that is the truth, and that's what any honest man, any honest researcher must. I know a lot of people, they research things so heavily, they got their exact date, BCE, April 26 at 4 p.m., whatever. And how could they come to that? They can't. It's an impossibility, because they did not have a BCE calendar. You know, Daniel was not sitting there when Nebuchadnezzar came and took him and his fellows and carried him off to Babylon. He did not mark down the date, well, BCE, 586, the month of Ziph on the 23rd day. No, there was no such date. The BCE dating system, someone told me I was crazy, that I had no clue what I was talking about, because they were dating. And I said, the monk Dionysius Exiguus, about 500 AD, came up with the dating system that you're using, which did not even exist. Boy, oh boy. Everyone's calling me. I'm on the air live, Florence. Can you call me back later? Thanks. Okay. Anyway, another niece calling me. I wonder what's going on. I guess I'll find out after the broadcast. Okay, so the Babylonian desolation, BCE dating, only approximate, only can be proximate. There's nothing you can do. You can't be exact on that. But you know what we can be exact on is when Jesus showed up at the Jordan River for his baptism, Luke recorded that he was in his 30th year, which qualified him for a high priest position, because only a high priest can make a sacrifice. Yeah. So the high priest shows up, and John, and he was called the Messiah. He went to his brother Simon Peter. He said, "We have found the Messiah." He was identified as the Messiah. So, and he was identified as prince by God himself. "This is my son in whom I am well pleased. So we know that's the day that the 69th week ended and the 70th week began, because all of that is recorded in the scripture for us. And Jesus appeared, and 3.5 years later, he walked into Jerusalem, and he decreed the decree, the desolation of Jerusalem. It was decreed. Okay? The king spoke, and it was determined. The end for Jerusalem was determined, because he knew what was going to happen. He knew he was going to his death. He knew everything that was going to happen. He knew that in 70 AD, not one stone of the temple would be left upon another. And he said it. He decreed the end. And that decreed shall be poured out upon the desolate. He was confirming the prophecy of Daniel. So you have the kings there. And that brings us up. We go from the desolation. We have the decree. I discussed the Roman Julian calendar there and the Roman Gregorian calendar there. Okay. And then I discussed the Jewish calendar and their omissions. What do they omit here? You know, this era here, they omit the part I have in red here. If I click on that, it goes big too. See? And this is what they omit. They omit on the right hand side, you'll see that they omit the red area there. And then they omit the 70 plus 58, the 128 years before the actual 70 weeks. And they go from Babylonian desolation to Roman desolation. But the actual 70 weeks start here at 128 years after the 70 years desolation period, 58 years later, the decree to rebuild and restore and rebuild Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince begins. 62 weeks, Jesus shows up at the Jordan River baptism. He's identified as the Messiah by one of the apostles or disciples of John the Baptist, who goes to his brother Simon and says, "We have found the Messiah." Identified. John testified that he was the Messiah. And then the Father testified, "This is my Son." So he was unto Messiah the Prince, says the prophecy. He was identified as both there. And the 70th week began. He was cut off, but not for himself, in the midst of the week. 3.5 years later, the Holy Spirit fell on the Gentiles. The time determined. The 70 weeks had come to an end. And then 40 years later, from the crucifixion resurrection, the desolation came that was decreed. Everything happened exactly as the prophecy said it would. In the contiguous 70 weeks. The Roman desolation only said that it would be, the prophecy only said that it would happen after the 69 weeks. Well, 70 AD is after. That's how exacting the prophecy, the wording of the prophecy is. Because that's a lot of argument. Well, it wasn't desolated, and so it must be a different desolation that's going to happen in the future. Yeah, right. The other question I have for them is, gee, if the 70th week didn't happen after the 69th week, what do you call that week that did happen, that actually, you know, where Jesus showed up as Prince and Messiah and was there for 3.5 years? What week was he in? You know? And if that's so, then he showed up in the middle of the 69th week. If the 70th week didn't begin until he was crucified, they say, or was coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. No, he showed up as Prince and Messiah 3.5 years prior. That's what the scripture says. Anyway, click on that, hit the back arrow, and you can go through it. Then I have the synchrony, where we synchronize the calendars, the Bible area with the Roman era calendar. And that's it. We go back to the summary chart, and we learned that, and I did this in 2015, haven't had to change it yet, because I haven't found anything different since then. So this has been sitting there for, my last update on this was, 2015. It says 2015 was 5960, meaning that there was 40 years left. Say, if you add 40 to 5960, which we have here at the bottom of the chart, you'll come up with 6,000. which is the beginning of the seventh millennia, the end of the sixth millennia. That means 6,000 years have passed when you reach that year, and the seventh millennium will begin. And I'm holding to that because I believe the scripture tells us that. Well, and I believe the biggest clue, of course, is the millennial reign of Christ in chapter 20 of the Revelation. But the other one that alludes to it is 2 Peter chapter 3, where he talks about the day of the Lord being 1,000 years. Yeah, and I believe he's referring to the millennial reign of Christ. It's very fitting. And I cover that in my book, if you haven't got my book. Which book am I talking about? Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. That's the one. That's the one everyone should read first. Okay. I also have an exposition of the Revelation, if you want to go for that. And then The Beast Apocalyptic, the latest book I wrote to settle the question on what a beast power is. Because if you know this, then you can interpret everything else. Everything else kind of falls into place if you know who the characters are, what the symbols mean. And that's why I wrote this book, The Beast Apocalyptic. And the one that, who was that earlier was talking about, was that I'm reproducing in video, is this one, The Last Prophecy, The Abridgment of the Hoary Apocalypticae. And you can get that for free just by waiting. And as I turn out each, turned out part two today, and there's like 28 parts. Part two has two lectures in it because one's very short. Anyway, so that resource is available there. Spread that around as far and as wide as you can. People need to know these things because the times we're living in, it's nice to have your eschatology settled and to know what's happening and not be one of those that are duped when they try to pull off the rapture play. And like I said, if you haven't got it, go to my Get the Book tab there, or a free ebook tab that, and ask for either the rapture, ask for, I'm giving away free, when the third temple is built, and you'll get a free copy of that. And like I said, I'll send you a PDF of that, and then forward that to everyone on your mail list. Do it, just send them the free, you know, and then they'll have that free PDF to read, and whoever God wants to read it will read it. And those that, you know, won't receive it, well, you know, they probably won't open up the email. They'll just delete it. What can I do? I could, you know, God is going to reach all of the elect. Of that we can be assured. And I want a part in that, you know. I mean, what else have I got to do, huh? What else have you got to do? Yeah, we have nothing else to do. We are God's army. You know, I don't need to reach 1 million people. Neither do you. You could reach 10 or 20 or 100, and it doesn't matter that God's going to reach everyone. I just, you know, I want a part of it. You know, I want a part, the biggest part of God's work that he'll give me. That's what I want. That way, you know, he can say, I can hear him say, well done, my faithful servant. You didn't hide your talent in the ground, right? Well, it's a, give me as many talents as you think I can handle, Father, because I'm going to spread them far and wide as I can. If they take the internet away from me, well, I'll move out to the ground. Yeah, and I will. Because what else have I got to do? Yeah, God will take care of me. He'll take care of you, too. He takes care of all of his servants. And if he stops taking care of us and they come and kill us, well, we just graduate. See, because they may fear death. But we do not fear death. We do not fear death. They may fear it, but we do not fear death because we know we're going to die anyway. So why fear the inevitable? But then you have an assurance. All of the promises of God are yours. You know, if you respond and obey the gospel, all of the promises of God are yours. And you know that death is something to be desired in God's time, you know, because we can't cheat death. We can't go early. No, suicide and murder they're both sins, you know, both against God's will, suicide and murder. Neither one can we do. So while we're here, we just want to serve him. That's all. Can I get an amen, huh? Yeah. Can I get some amens? Because what else can we do? Great Harvest says, good name there, Great Harvest, because we're in it. Says, me too. Yeah. In the chat room. Okay. Yeah, we're going to go into our bottom of the hour break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. Thank you for that. Amen. Fireman Mike and Great Harvest. Serve God till he comes. Okay.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. This is a live prophecy reality edition of my regular program. It's called Cross the Border. And during the rest of the week, I am actually going through the audio. I'm playing the audio since I'm redoing the audio right now of the last prophecy. So you can listen to it on the air if you're listening on the on our live stream on we live stream on DLive, Odyssey, and Trovo. Although I don't think anyone listens on Trovo, but we live stream on those all week long with the First Amendment Radio live stream, as well as have three audio streams, and you can get those at firstamendmentradio.net or .com. Takes you to the same place. And the audio player will pop up. If it doesn't pop up, you can click the button. And yeah, this player pops up automatically. And you can see we have the Odyssey, DLive, and Trovo live streams there. Plus we have, the two players, the one that usually plays automatically, unless your browser doesn't allow it to play automatically. And if you press play and then you press pause, it'll actually pause it. That's why you have a refresh button in case you don't want to pick up where you left off. You have to refresh it. But anyway, and there's a 24K stream down there for people that want to listen to really low quality. So we have those three streams and the three video streams continually going 24/7 at First Amendment Radio, except when this broadcast is on, then I commandeer them for the 2 hours and then I'll put it back afterwards. But we're live on Odyssey and DLive right now. I'm not sure if we're on the same channels during this hour, but because I only have so many resources. But anyway, you see it there. My webpage needs help. It needs a real webpage developer. So if anyone wants to, has any knowledge or expertise in how to build a website, I'd like to convert it over to a WordPress type page if I can. And so if anyone knows how to do that, taking the elements we have and converting them, because this is still old technology here. But hey, I'm old. I don't know new technology as well as I should, I guess. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. We got a few minutes left. FBI to host first annual January 6th reunion. And we have that from, of course, Babylon Bee. A little satire there, saying because they were responsible for pulling that thing off. I don't know who this guy is or what that's about. Let's see. What are the defeat the war in your stomach. Top surgeon explains how. I don't get that either. Let's see. Joining the fight against misinformation, Applebee's announces they have banned Marjorie Taylor Greene from to-go online ordering. Okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. I guess, let's see. Texas annexes Oklahoma, turns entire state into one giant Buc-ee's. Okay. I guess you have to be from Oklahoma or Texas or both to know what that means. Man excitedly starts his read halfway through Genesis before quitting Bible in a year plan. Oh, man excitedly starts his read halfway through Genesis. Okay, whatever. Behind the bee, yeah. All right, that stuff wasn't that funny, yeah. So we won't do that. Okay, let's see what else we got here from Lou Rockwell. So you don't know whom to believe. Yeah, well, keep researching and praying for God to open your eyes to the truth. Because I would pray, because I read that Bible. And it told me that all of the elect would be saved. Yeah, all of the elect of Israel would be saved. All of Israel, true Israel, would be saved. Speaking of the true church and the elect, and I believe that. But I want to be saved, so I prayed for God. I said, please, I have to be one of your elect. I just couldn't live if I'm not. It would be better if I was never born if I wasn't one of your elect, Father. Yeah. So, plead, and he's assured me that I am. Yeah, I have that assurance, and he does give us that assurance. You might have to plead for a while, but you kind of have to obey the gospel. Yeah, and that's how you know you're the elect, because you're obeying the gospel. If you don't obey it, well, you're not the elect, and yeah, eat, drink, and be merry. You're going to die and go to hell. So, and that's it. Yeah, you don't just disappear into dirt. Unfortunately for you, for all of those that reject the gospel. That's the unfortunate news. And the reward for sin is death, unless you get someone else to pay the price, because you don't have the price. Yeah, you're bankrupt. Totally. We're all bankrupt, totally. That's why we need Jesus to pay the price for us. He's not bankrupt. He's got plenty. His account is more than adequate to pay for all of the elect. There you go. It's more than adequate to pay for all of the elect. He could pay for the sins of everyone on earth, but yeah, that ever lived. Yeah, his account is so adequate that it could. But some people just reject the gospel for whatever reason. For whatever reason, they're not elect. It's God's business, not mine. I'm not going to try to explain it to you. You want it explained to you? Well, God will explain it to you. Yeah. See, Russia, nuclear war over Ukraine. Well, it kind of depends on what the Antichrist wants, because he's kind of in charge of the world, and it's what God will allow to. So I don't know if we're going to have, the Antichrist is winning already. I mean, he's killing off his, through his pharmakia, through his sorceries, he's already winning the war against all the people who don't want to go along with him, and especially the people of the free West. Yeah, there's, always been a pain in his side or a thorn in his flesh, I guess. Yeah, never has liked that liberty thing. Yeah, he doesn't want people to have that, because if they have liberty, they don't have him ruling over them. So he's getting his way, and they want to reduce he's got these people believing that they're going to get some utopia. These people should be looking around going, this is not turning into a utopia. This is going to be a dystopia. And they somehow think, you get these old birds like Bill Gates. The guy's more wrinkled than he's the same age as I am. But boy, is he wrinkled up, man. You can tell it's wearing on him. I mean, how would you like to carry that much death on your conscience? Yeah, and it's there. Regardless of how he acts or feels or how hard his heart is, it's there beneath the surface, bubbling and brimming and cutting into his soul, cutting his soul to ribbons. It's there, and you can see it wearing on him. All of them. Yeah. Yeah. You can't escape judgment. And it begins now in your soul and in your conscience, and it starts showing up in your flesh. He's never going to see a utopia that he dreams of. Yeah. Though he's worked very hard to get it. He's a murderer. He needs to be held accountable. We need some Nuremberg trials. I think they're coming. Yeah. They're going to come about the same time that, those 10 horns turn on the great whore and destroy her with fire. Yeah. Read chapter 18. Yeah. Let's see. I explain it in this book here. chapter 18, it's of the Revelation, but yeah, there you go. Let's see. Russia wants to force U.S. to respect the U.N. Charter. Well, Joe, I think, is willing to comply with them. Yeah, except Joe's getting a lot of pushback. You know, they set up this constitution with these checks and balances, and they're still a thorn today. They hate it. There was some article by some guy in that UK magazine. What's that one called? Yeah, forget what it's called. But he was down in the Constitution. He hates it because none of your business over there. Like, you guys got it all together over there. You know, all these new agers over in the UK acting like we got it all together. We never had a constitution like you with checks and balances. Joe can't do what he wants. We need dictatorial power. You need dictatorial power. You need to get rid of that constitution over in the U.S. That way, that way the Antichrist can run roughshod over you like he's doing in Canada, the U.K., In New Zealand and in Australia, in Austria, yeah, you can run roughshod over you too, just like that. Yeah, thank God that we have what we have, and it's what liberties, what's left of the liberties that are enumerated there. The problem isn't with the Constitution; it's with the disobedience to it by those in power. That's the problem. We don't need a new Constitution. We need to keep those checks and enforce them as long as we can. But I have no illusions. It's waning. Judgment on America is horrific when you start counting 40% uptick in deaths between 18 and 60-year-olds. 40% uptick. And that's just in the fourth quarter. Third and fourth quarter, yeah. Just think what next year is going to, or this year, the next year, which is this year. Just think what this year, all four quarters are going to be affected. And it's going to be, people are going to be dropping like flies everywhere, man. You know, you've seen the videos. Yeah. They're out there. You can go to BitChute or, Odyssey or one of these other alternate, video ups, and they'll have them there for you. See, I was watching, I think it was True News yesterday. I think they had it up there. Some of that stuff up there. So yeah, if you want to see it, yeah, it's there. All of the athletes, from high school up to professional sports, all across the board, all around the world. Yeah. Everywhere the Antichrist has inflicted his sorcery upon the masses. It's no wonder, especially, like I said, now that they're They're turning on their children, which is atrocious. We're going to have a more than Nuremberg trials if the Ten Horns turn on the whore and destroy her with fire. And that's going to start a firestorm across the world. You better believe it, because they won't just be happy with the seed of the beast. They're going to go on all of her outposts too and do the same thing. Or, you know how people are. Once a fire is started, they primed it. They primed the world for the fire that's coming. And the beast, she is going to be punished severely. I don't know when that's going to happen, but if people, as soon as the world figures it out, and I'm praying for that day to come soon, because all of this murder, I hate it, man. It breaks my heart to see them now going after the children, the innocents, as innocent as you get being a human being. Going after them with their sorcery to kill as many and depopulate the earth as fast as they can. And watch Bill Gates and all his ilk. Watch him grow very old very quickly, because it's got to be hard on their soul while they're waiting for their utopia. And when they see this dystopia set in, it ain't going to be what they dreamed about. It ain't going to be what their master Satan promised them, is it? Or their false father in heaven. Yeah, with his triple crown, heaven, earth, and hell. Yeah, don't believe it for a minute. There's only one God and Father. When Jesus said, call no man Father, that's exactly what he was talking about. So now you identify the man of sin, the Antichrist, the false prophet, because the world calls him Father. Yeah, Papa, Pope. That's him. He's the one. Research the history and see what they've been hiding from you for the last 200 years, ever since they stopped their over. And, you know, they have murdered and committed more genocides since in their new mode of operation. Yeah, because everywhere there's genocide. Look at Stalin. Look at Pol Pot. Every genocide. Yeah, even that one, 6 million, was small compared to the other ones. But everyone forgets about those. Why do they forget about them? They don't want you to think about that, how it came about. That was the work of the Antichrist, the man of sin, and his shadow government. Every genocide on this earth. Yeah. Just read chapter 18 of the Revelation in that light. It'll be something to see when the European nations, the ten horn powers turn on her and burn her with fire. That didn't happen in the past. She was punished in the past, and that's why she hides now under as many layers of culpable deniability as she can cover herself with. That's what she's doing. But people are going to start uncovering those layers, because the truth will out. The truth is out for those that have eyes to see, those that have done the research. But the truth will out. All you got to do is follow the money and keep following it. Keep uncovering those layers and keep looking. You keep digging and you'll go straight to her. Because in her was found the blood of all those that were slain upon the earth. It says even go to all those that were slain upon the earth. We know what we're talking about now. Was and is not, still is. That's pointing to the way she works, the way she rides the beast right now. Yeah, she thinks she's trying to hide her guilt from the world because she was punished once before. She's trying to evade that punishment. But the book says that it will come, and it will come before Jesus comes. So sometime between now, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Then we'll see what happens after that. It's all in the book. Yeah. But the sooner it comes, and I'm praying for that to come. You know, I'm with all those the figurative souls under the altar saying, how long, O Lord, until she is punished? Yeah, how long, O Lord? I cry with them. How long, O Lord? Yes, until you judge her, the great whore, because that will be the end of her. Yeah, but it won't be the end of the beast, because the beast, when Jesus comes, the beast is thrown into the pit. Yeah. Where the and the false prophet. Yeah. That whole system will be done away with. All of the systems of the governments of this world, all the beast powers and all the false antichrist church powers will all be done away with. None of them will be present for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. What an era it will be. I would not seek to rob him of that. It's something long waited for. The blessed Sabbath millennium is coming. I don't, whether the amillennials like it or not. Yeah. At least with the pre-trib rapturists, we can agree on the millennial reign of Christ. We know Christ is coming back. It's just, their Daniel 70th week, Antichrist, invention by Francisco Ribera, which has been built upon. Francisco Ribera didn't build the whole system. He just laid the foundation for it. And he laid it upon, several errant ideas that were with the church from the beginning. He just built used those as a foundation to build an end time antichrist scenario, because during the 15th and 16th centuries, 16th, 17th centuries, during those centuries, the whole church, the whole Reformed Church was pointing at the true Antichrist, the man of sin, the false prophet, and identifying him. So he had to come up with an alternate scenario, for who the Antichrist was, that he would be someone who would only appear in the last 7 years of history. And then others built upon that, and, which developed into what it developed into the 19th century. So, as it exists today, that whole doctrine, that whole eschatological scheme, as it exists today, has only been around for a couple hundred years. The ideas were before that. The foundation was laid in the 16th century and built upon ideas that appeared early on in the Christian era. Hey, there it is. I spell that all out in my book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. So, that's where all that is. Let me check the chat room here, see if we got anything new coming up. I guess everyone's just listening. Oh, wait a minute. There's a whole lot of stuff up here. Endure, endure for the promise. Yes, indeed he has. Look at what she did to the Waldensian church. Yeah, that was in the beginning. The Waldensian line of witnesses prophesied in the church, in the scripture. Let's see, Great Harvest has colors there that are hard to read. White on yellow. Is the unholy Trinity considered all part of Babylon? I believe so. That's why I wrote that article of the unholy Trinity that rules the world. Yeah. So, and that's what I was talking about. Once they burn her with fire, I believe that fire is going to spread over the whole earth, because that's what people do. Yeah. You know how they are. Look at what they did in 2020, the year 2020. Yeah. And people are going to get mad, and they're going to have a target now. Because when they burn her with fire, when the ten horn powers of Western Europe turn on her and burn her with fire, people on all over the earth are going to take a cue on that, because now they're going to have an identifiable culprit to blame. And you know how people are. It's going to spread. That fire is going to spread over the whole earth. Don't think it can't. It's her sorceries that have brought us here over the last 2 years, and over the last 200 years, especially ever since, yeah, she went from overt to intrigue, and that's the way she exists now. It's all happening in plain sight. People on the surface, nobody's pointing at her and saying, that's where it originates. That's where it's all coming from. It all roads lead to, yeah, the saying is still true. All roads lead to Rome. Yeah. And we're looking for culpableness of all the things that are happening on the earth. That's where it goes. Well, that's all I have time for today. I thank everybody for showing up. Make sure you spread this broadcast around to everyone you know. And pray for me and my family, that I'm able to do his will and and minister as he would have me minister. And I pray the same for you. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Keene. Public outrage is growing against the pro-criminal policies of a New York prosecutor who says he doesn't want to put people in jail, even violent offenders who rob people with a weapon. In one incident recently, a man who robbed a pharmacy twice in one day, brandishing a knife, is only being charged with one count of petite larceny, a misdemeanor. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he doesn't understand the pushback to his policy of letting violent criminals walk free.
That our first civil right is the right to walk safely to our corner store. But we also know that safety has got to be based in our community and fairness and cannot be driven solely by incarceration.
But civil rights attorney Leo Terrell wants to know what Bragg means by safety being based on fairness. He says that's just code talk for not enforcing the law.
He's using code words. He's using, I'm going to be very clear, as a lawyer for 30 years, he's using his color as a shield, his own ethnicity as a shield. Fairness. What does that mean? People of color are being hurt by his policies. They can't afford, Bill, private security. So he's talking about fairness. It's some type of reflection of what happened 35, 40 years ago. We have people of color like himself in power of responsibility. The need to enforce the law. And what's happening here is that he is claiming that this is helping people of color. This is helping the city. It's not. It's hurting. People of color want law protection, and he's taking it away. It doesn't make sense.
An immigration reform organization says it is pretty clear that if you want to hold your position in the high ranks of the democratic structure, then you have to be for open borders and mass amnesty.
Recently, Jamal Simmons was appointed the new communications director for Vice President Harris, but it didn't take long for him to get in hot water with the woke crowd. It was revealed that he once called for the arrest of illegal aliens on Twitter. His tweet said, quote, "I'll try this again. Just saw two undocumented folks talking on MSNBC, one law student and the other a protester. Can anyone explain why ICE is not picking them up?" This revelation sparked the ire of open borders advocates and Democratic talking heads, and Simmons quickly issued a groveling apology, quote, "I sincerely apologize for offending those who care as much as I do about making America the best multi-ethnic, diverse democracy it can be." Ira Melman is a spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
It is pretty clear right now that if you want to hold your position in the high ranks of the democratic structure, that you have to be for open borders and mass amnesty. And you've seen that time and time again.
Melman says this is indicative of how far the Democratic Party has turned away from its previous positions.
It is not just this advisor to Vice President Harris who used to take a position that we needed to enforce our laws and take illegal immigration seriously. You go back just a few years, and the vast majority of the Democratic leadership took that position. Now are 180 degrees diametrically opposed to everything they said they supported just a few years ago.
I'm Chad Groening.
People will soon gather at the Mississippi Capitol, and we're not just talking about legislators.
An event known as the Rally for Medical Freedom is scheduled for Wednesday, January 19th in Jackson. It coincides with the nationwide push by federal legislators and bureaucrats for people to get COVID shots, even as a condition of employment. American Family Radio personality Miki Addison will be speaking at the rally.
This is a gathering of the citizens of Mississippi just to stand up for their rights to have autonomy over what they put in their bodies. It is just an opportunity for people to stand up, really just exercise their civil liberties. Like, you know, what are your rights and what are your freedoms? And this is kind of a very grassroots at a very local level, just people gathering at our state's capital to say we are asserting the rights and the freedoms that we have in this country while we still can, and we're starting at a local level.
The Rally for Medical Freedom is scheduled for 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central. I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
It's Wednesday, January 12th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Officials in Egypt released Coptic Christian activist Rami Kamel last week. He has been in pretrial detention for 2 years for his activism on behalf of the Christian community in Egypt. Meanwhile, in Mexico, authorities released 3 Christians there last week. Pastor Cipriano Maldonado at Emmanuel Mission Center Church said officials arrested the Christians for not contributing to a festival that included indigenous pagan practices. Isaiah 61 verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, to preach good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Last Friday, India reversed its ban on missionaries of charity using foreign funds. Mother Teresa started the charity, which runs orphanages and schools for abandoned children. Officials targeted the charity under local anti-conversion laws, often used by Hindu nationalists to shut down Christian activity. Missionaries of Charity is glad to have its license for overseas funding back, but many Christian groups in India remain cut off from foreign funding. Bosnia-Herzegovina became the first country in Europe to reject COVID passports. Mirnes Ajunavic, a Bosnian lawyer, successfully challenged the passport system in a constitutional legal battle to stop, quote, totalitarianism and discrimination, end quote, against Bosnian citizens. The Religious Freedom Institute is releasing a report showing how religious liberty violations increased in many countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rebecca Shaw spoke during a Religious Freedom Institute panel.
We found that there was an increase in deliberate and direct attacks on houses of worship across the globe. In particular, in Nigeria, 85% writing about minority Christian communities in northern parts of Nigeria said they were aware of direct attacks on houses of worship in their country.
Religious discrimination during the pandemic also increased in Iraq, Indonesia, India, Egypt, Pakistan, and Nepal. The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing oral arguments last week in a case to determine the constitutionality of the Biden administration's COVID shot mandates. One of the mandates applies to large businesses, and the other applies to healthcare workers. The justices appear favorable to striking down the Occupational Safety and Health Administration mandate for businesses. U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts said it would be hard to argue that Congress intended to give such power to OSHA, noting, quote, "This is something the federal government has never done before," end quote. Oklahoma Republican Representative Sean Roberts announced that he will introduce a bill this month similar to the Texas Heartbeat Act. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. The bill bans abortions in most cases and allows private citizens to sue abortionists who kill unborn babies. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republican representatives introduced bills to ban abortions after 15 weeks, similar to a Mississippi law. Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts released a report on what evangelical Protestants want in a church. 74% of church-going evangelicals said they were happy with their church when asked about 14 different areas.
Evangelicals were most likely to be content with sermon length and Sunday service length. In terms of change, evangelicals were more likely to want more political involvement, more traditional music, and more outreach in the community. In particular, 30% of respondents said they wanted more in-depth teaching from their church. Matthew 13, verse 23 says, "He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30."